on our next Ticket Ticker at 210. I'm Sean Bass, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Wake up to the Marconi-nominated Donovan Miller Morning Show. Junior Giorgio and the Great Gordo tomorrow morning, 5:30 till 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Oh, my, what it be like?
That's what I'm talking about.
Attention, all earthlings. Time for Martellus, making Dan Campbell jealous with them bad radio fellas. Call him Red Zone Zilla, a Red Zone killer. Spending Captain Crunch money on the reg. That's Gorilla. John Garrett in his ear playing Halo in the interview. Founded the Black Olympics, you're uptight. He offended you, fighting through Bob's questions that take like 5 minutes. Live from another planet, Martellus Bennett.
All right, Groove's has a sponsor here for us.
Dante Center for Healing.
Presents the Marty B Show for this week. And we need a Marty B for the Marty B Show. Marty, do you read me?
I read you. Well, I can't read you because you're not made out of letters and writing, but I hear you.
All right, well, I hear you as well.
That's not an imposter.
This is not an imposter. It's Marty B from Marty B TV, from IamMartyB.com, from the Fox 4 sports show this weekend, this Sunday, and from the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you for the great introduction.
What have you been up to?
Kind of sore, so I woke up a little bit under the weather, so I'm just chilling now. I just had some wings stuck, which the wings are delicious. Also delicious. Now I'm playing. I was playing NBA 2K10 until you rudely interrupted me.
Well, we're sorry about that.
Did they finally get an NBA game right? That's always been my beef with the video games, is that they've never found an NBA game that's quite enough like real NBA basketball for me.
No, it's kind of hard to simulate, you know.
It is. But football's hard to simulate, but they got that kind of right, you know?
Yeah, they got John Madden. I mean, the guys behind the Madden game. I mean, there's only one right football game. There's so many other football games that's out there that nobody even knows about. So I remember Game Day by 989.
Yeah.
You know?
EA Sports does
the best with the sports games, video games.
Let me turn it around and say, do you remember Tecmo Bowl?
I played Tecmo Bowl.
Okay. Just making sure.
You got to run like you, it's kind of like you put a snake on a Nokia cell phone. That's the way you had to run to get away.
It's a lot like that. And always take Bo Jackson. Always. Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
All right. So Martellus Bennett with us here. The bye week just happened. He stayed close to home, I do believe. In fact, you didn't go anywhere, did you?
No, I was there. I walked in the Walk for the Cure breast cancer walk on Saturday, and I did some movie hopping, which was awesome, because, you know, you only pay for one movie, but you go see, like, four or five, which is also great. With the economy being like it is, you don't want to spend too much money on movies.
Right. What'd you see?
I saw Lie About It, Citizen with Jamie Foxx, and the guy from 300.
Oh, yeah.
The, what's his name?
Gerard Butler.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Leonidas.
Yes.
That was a very, very good movie. I saw Couples Retreat with Vince Vaughn, which is one of my favorites. I love his enthusiasm. I mean, his intellect, and he's extremely funny, so that was a good movie, too.
You're a Vince Vaughn fan?
Yeah, I am.
Swingers? Do you go back to Swingers or no?
He thought you were asking him a different question.
Yeah, no, I was like, what's this? <thing?" laughs>
Now, that's, I'll talk to you about that off the air.
Oh, okay.
I was just wondering where you became a Vince Vaughn fan.
I became a Vince Vaughn fan and
Old School?
Old School, yeah, that was also one. Wasn't he in Daredevil?
I don't know. I'm thinking Wedding Crashers, Old School, stuff
Wedding
like
Crashers,
that.
Wedding Crashers, so good. Meanwhile, I never know what she's doing back there.
See, that's how we all learned about hot routes.
You motorboating son of a...
That is how I learned about the hot route.
Red 7.
Route!
Red 7. All right.
Did you motorboat?
What's our movie du jour? Not Step Brothers. Hangover. Have you seen Hangover? Certainly you've seen that.
I've seen Hangover. It's not funny in a Step Brothers, though.
What's going on with your phone?
Are you holding your nose while you talk?
I agree with that. It's not funnier than Step Brothers. Very good movie.
I told you I was kind of sick. I've been kind of sick, man.
It's okay. You still got an iPhone, right?
This is my BlackBerry. I'm just hoping I don't have swine flu.
You don't want that, dude.
I don't want pork flu.
All right, it's Martellus Bennett on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. So on Sunday, I'm watching football, just enjoying the National Football League. And without any warning, here comes the Jerry Jones Martellus commercial where Marty is trying out for the cheerleaders. What is that, Papa John's or something?
Yeah, it was Papa John's. I love Papa John's pizza.
I want to hear how that idea was approached and was it.
So what's the spot?
Well, he's
in a cheerleading outfit and he just wants some Papa John's pizza, J Dog, but he's dressed up as a cheerleader with the wig and.
Basically, is that Donovan talking?
That is.
I mean, y'all let the black man talk today? What's going on over there?
What, is there some concern about how much he talks?
No, I'm just messing with you. But
this is that special segment where he gets to talk.
This is the only segment he gets to talk today when another black guy's on the phone. Sorry, my brother, I'll hold you down.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
He helps. He mediates.
Put on the black glove right now. Hold up the fist.
I know. I am holding my fist right now. If you can see me, I'm doing the pose.
I'm with you.
Black power.
I'm with you.
All right, so back to the commercial.
Black power. Okay, back to the commercial. White power. Come on, back to the commercial. All right, commercial.
So how are we doing here?
Commercial.
What?
The commercial.
What's happening? Yeah, I don't know. I think
hello.
I think Dan was asking and he may not have been, so let me just take this segment by the horns and ask, how did the premise of you wanting pizza end up with you in a cheerleading uniform?
I have this unsatisfied need for pizza, like it can never be satisfied, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes. It's like you see crackheads on the side of the street, they say, we'll work for food. Mine will say, we'll work for Papa John's pizza. So I think Jerry knew that, and they wanted to give me on the set, and they knew I'd do anything for a slice of pizza, and that's just how I ended up. They asked me to do it, and I just did it.
There you go. Well, that explains everything.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I could break it down for you.
Oh, in fact, I've now see that commercial on your YouTube account there. So there we go.
Yeah.
I'll tweet that thing, and everybody will see what we're talking about. Unless only Dan's the only person who hasn't seen this commercial that's played 5,000 times, which is also possible.
I need to get a raise, man.
I'll take a look at it soon.
There you go.
I got TiVo, you know?
It's a royalty. So you have to go to TiVo. You could just log on to Marty B TV on YouTube and click on it and watch it right there.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll watch it over and over.
Yep, Marty B TV, where there's never a rerun. If you watch it again, it's your fault.
So, on Sunday, do you sit there watching football all day or what?
No, I don't.
You're just out at the movies?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really, you know, I watch a little bit of the game. I had to watch some of it when I was stuck in Channel 4 behind the scenes with Max Morgan.
You were forced to watch some highlights with Max Morgan.
Yeah. But for the most part, no, I really don't. When I'm away from football, I'm away from football, you know. I come in Monday, I watch so much on film, you know, it kind of takes a leisure out of watching the game on TV. It's not the same. You're always looking at every single detail, like, okay, he took the wrong steps, he took this, he should have did this. You know, so you analyze the game differently. It's not just a spectator when you're watching it, you know?
Oh, that's interesting. So film work ruins your actual game-watching fun because you're watching it like you're in a film room.
Exactly. So when you're looking at the game, you can't help but to train. You train your eyes to look for certain things, like from watching film. So whenever you look at a regular game, it's the same thing because your eyes are trained to look for those key components in the players, the defense, or even like when I watched Tony Gonzalez, I was like, oh, he should do this or blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Olsen.
All right, so how about let's talk about football on Saturday then? Did you see how nope. Aggie did.
Oh, no, I did not. Maybe Tom did.
Nope, I was hoping you had.
We can't find any Aggies who saw what happened this weekend. Nobody's admitting.
You know, I love my Aggies. I love my school, the tradition we have, but we've been sucking it up this year. It's hard for me to go work and show my face, and it's good because I'm not the only Aggie in the locker room no more. With Steve McGee, I just put it all on Steve, and so it's all because Steve McGee left. That's the reason they're losing. So,
yeah, you haven't been there in a long time.
That's one solution, except he was kind of there last year, wasn't he?
He was losing last year too.
Yeah.
That's the irony of the joke.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're too fast for me.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Were you recruited by Fran?
Yeah, I was recruited by Fran. I'm a Coach Fran guy, blue-nose football guy, blue-collar football player,
Now, those were the winning days.
I mean, we weren't losing. I mean, but we weren't winning like 15 games a season. But we weren't losing like they losing now.
No, it's
now you're not getting Bob's joke.
It's actually gotten a little worse, believe it or not.
Yeah, I get the joke.
It's just not funny, huh?
It's not funny though. But I think, but it's kind of hard. I'm a big Coach fan. He's a guy that taught me a lot about the game. All the coaches that we had down there. Sometimes, we had the lesser athlete. Sometimes we just got out athleted in some of the games. We play against the Oklahomas, the Texases. They all have great athletes, and we're out there with 10 great athletes, 5 on offense, 5 on defense, competing against 18 athletes, 9 on defense, 9 on offense. So we're just out there playing. Hopefully, Kurt Sherman has been doing a great job recruiting and getting a lot of players down there. A lot of guys they play are freshmen, so there's a lot of hope. I mean, they're playing a young team right now. I mean, it was like there's 17 freshmen that's playing, 17 freshmen, sophomores that's playing. So, the sky's the limit for them. They got a long way to go, a lot to learn. So, I think he's going to do a great job later on down the line. I hope he does. Otherwise, we end up with Coach Franning down there.
They've done a good job, though, of lowering the bar so that it's like the first time you bring your test scores home to your parents. You don't want to show them an A because then they're going to want it all the time. So
I never showed them my parents. Anytime I only showed them when I made C's. That way they knew I was just a C every student.
Yeah, that's
they didn't expect a lot from me,
That's the right strategy. So if you're down 59-0 to Kansas State, then the next week, no matter what, people are probably going to be relieved that there's improvement now.
Marked improvement when you lose by 59.
Exactly. Unless it's 77.
But that's the thing I told him, man. We need to recruit some criminals. We need to get like Dominique Boykins from cell block cellmate 00-1223. We need some players like that down there, and some guys that's down there that footballs to everything. A lot of times we're down there. A lot of players, they just play for fun. Like some of us, we play for a living. That's our
yeah. They let those studies get in the way. Why would they do that?
Those silly guys who let their classes get in the way.
Yeah, you need some guys to put football before school. No, but we need. Half the athletes down there. There ain't too many doctors that are football players. Come on. What class are you taking? There ain't too many geniuses on the football field besides Peyton Manning and myself. Come on.
All right, Marty B.
Wow.
Good episode. Good times. Go get a few catches against Atlanta, maybe a touchdown, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday. How about touchdowns?
Let's just focus on getting one catch first.
We'll start with one, but then we'll get greedy after that.
Yeah, we'll get real greedy, We'll be like the Cookie Monster eating cookies.
All right, man.
Exactly like that. All right, feel better.
God bless you in China.
Exactly.
So that way we can continue to get everything made.
Wow. I don't disagree completely. Marty, have a good week, sir.
You don't get the joke.
No, I do get the joke.
Bob doesn't get you, dude.
I think we're totally
you guys aren't gelling yet.
He'll ask Donovan what you meant.
All right. And I'll tell him what's up.
All right, dude. All right. Later.
Peace.